Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Number 8, Cape Canaveral, 2009.
You know, Captain Kepler, I don't say this very often, but I'm really impressed.
Miss Young.
Questioning a superior officer? Going against non-intervention orders? Discharging a classified piece of hardware in a civilian setting?
All according to plan.
Oh, really? Because I never got the memo about Operation Gigantic Humiliating Screw-Up.
Ever the comedian.
What was the next step in the plan? Shooting someone in the middle of Times Square? While wearing a Goddard Futuristics t-shirt?
Are you done?
I'm just getting started. I don't think anyone is going to be done with this one for a very long time.
Miss Young, I am the Deputy Director of Intelligence for this division. If Major Littlewood wants to give me grief for going against his orders, he can go ahead.
Spoilers. I think he's going to go ahead.
But I don't answer to middle management bureaucrats. So you can take this little speech of yours and stow it. I am accountable to exactly 2 men in this company. So unless one of them is about to walk through that elevator, I don't...
Captain Kepler, right on time.
Mr. Cutter, sir.
Step into the elevator, Warren. We're going to have a little chat. Thank you, Rachel.
Of course, sir. Always happy to be of assistance. Have a nice trip.
So, let's talk about this incident.
Sir, if I could just have a moment to explain.
I think your record speaks for itself. I think it says volumes. You don't like working under Richard, do you?
Major Littlewood is he's a very fine administrator.
But
we haven't always seen eye to eye.
And
I think that he's been too timid with the projects that he's chosen to pursue. I think his excessive caution has hurt this company.
So what you're saying is that he is a... Come on, Warren. I can do this all day. Just say it. Say the word.
Coward. He's a coward. Sir.
Unlike you?
Sir. I'm not going to pretend that I haven't made mistakes. God knows, we're going to have to find a way to clean up this mess. But fear, that has never been one of them. Lack of vision has never been one of them.
You know why I hired you, Warren? You were bored with being top of the class because you wanted something that would challenge you. You're not interested in best. You're interested in better. And that means you're never going to stop, are you?
No, sir.
No. You're like me. And to be honest with you, Warren, I think that the intelligence division could be doing a little better than it is right now. And I've been looking for a reason to shake things up for quite some time.
Sir?
Don't get me wrong. Richard Littlewood's done a great job these past 12 years, but... I mean, this entire thing that just went down, it really is a fiasco. Absolutely ill-conceived and botched every step of the way. It's a shame that you weren't there, Warren.
I... wasn't?
Of course not. I think it's clear from your record that an agent of your caliber would never be involved in a disaster like that.
Because I wasn't there?
Not even in the same state. You're not even going to hear about it until the department meeting on Monday. Make sure you act surprised and appalled.
But... Major Littlewood...
Well, it is his department. I think he would be the person to talk to about this, wouldn't you?
You're going to crucify him.
Oh, please, Warren. I would never do something like that. I'm going to hang him.
Sir? Which conversation are we having?
What do you mean?
I mean... am I going up or down?
Well, metaphorically, you're going up. You're going to the very top. But right now, the two of us, we're going very, very far down. You're the new director of intelligence for Goddard Futuristics Special Projects Division. Congratulations, Major Kepler. You passed the interview.
I thought you didn't do interviews.
Oh. Please. Don't tell me you actually believed that. Ah! Here we are.
Where is here, sir?
Come on, Dorothy. Don't you want to see what's behind the curtain?
What is this place?
This, Warren, is where things go to disappear. This is the Black Archives. There's a couple of things I'm going to have to catch you up on.
Like what?
Oh. Let's start with the files on a 1978 early deep space mission, codenamed the USS Tiamat. First contact.
First con... What do you mean, first contact?
What I mean is you may want to fasten your seatbelt, Major Kepler. We're about to leave Kansas, and it's going to be a bumpy ride.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kind Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Rachel was played by Ariella Rodenberg. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit us at wolf359.fm for more information on the show. Full episodes resume next Monday, September 5th.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book, and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read!
Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
Oh, I haven't seen a tail, Your Ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.